Oh yeah, oh yeah.
What's up, people? I don't think he faded up. That's okay. Welcome, of course, to a special. We got it. Welcome once again to a special holiday edition of Talking Sports with the 12th Man. It is your host, Andre Peterson, calling in from sunny San Francisco. That's how much love I'm showing you. Today is December 21st, and you're truly in Robert Ford. How you doing this evening, Rob?
Doing great. Andre's out there showing y'all West Coast people some love out there on the West Coast.
And this just in, there are no blackouts, so all is well. So there you go.
Y'all have power
anyway,
out there, huh?
We got power. That's not a shot. That's just obviously just wanted to make sure that we're good and we're showing you guys love. But, yeah, we got a packed show for you guys tonight. A lot of things to talk about. Obviously, some NBA talk, some college football bowl recaps, and some predictions for the weekend. And, of course, NFL recap and some stuff that we're going to jump into as well. So, Rob Ford, I guess lead us off. What do you want to talk about first and jump into the NBA?
Callers out there, if you guys want to call in, the number is 424-243-9519. Jump in on some of the conversations that we have going on tonight. NBA talk. The NBA season is heating off. A lot of player movement going on in the NBA. And we want to start off with some predictions. Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals. Who we think are going to be the NBA champions this year. Andre, if you want to start off with that, your Western Conference final predictions. You know, we got a lot of movement going on. Lamar Odom to the Dallas Mavericks, Chris Paul to the Los Angeles Lakers. A lot of teams stood pack, Memphis, Oklahoma City. Where do you think the Western Conference finals are heading this year?
You know, we talked about this before, Kerm, in our pregame meeting. We were talking a little bit about, I'm a big fan of Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma City, I think Kevin Durant is kind of growing up a lot. Him losing to the Lakers last year, that definitely had an effect on them. But you have to go through that. You have to go through getting beat to kind of, like, really get hungry and really focus on your game. I like Oklahoma City representing definitely in the finals. Also, who else do we have down? I think we talked about this before, Robert. I didn't have my notes. I think we had the same exact pick, Oklahoma City. And it is losing. I'm slipping from my mind right now. I know it wasn't the Lakers, but that's why.
Well,
I think definitely. Go ahead.
Yeah, my pick was Oklahoma City against the Clippers. The Clippers, of course, didn't make the playoffs last year, but I got them going all the way to the Western Conference Finals this year with the additions of Chris Paul, Chauncey Billups, and Caron Butler. And
do you think that having Chris Paul is going to make that much of an impact, though?
Yeah, along with Billups and Butler, I just think Chris Paul is the kind of player that just makes everybody in his team better. And and he's got some playmakers on that team, and Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. And he's got some good spot-up shooters, Chauncey Billups, you know, Mo Williams. He's got some guys that can knock down an open three-point shot. So not only does he have the athletic guys, he can throw alley hoops too. He's got the guys on the perimeter. But I'm going to pick Oklahoma City to beat them in the Western Conference Finals. I think they may be just slightly ahead of the Clippers. I think the Clippers need a little bit more punch coming off the bench, and I think that's where Oklahoma State might be a little bit better than them. And Kendrick Perkins,
you.
I mean, the guy has lost about 32 pounds. He looks a lot more lean and athletic, and he's going to be able to run the floor a lot more this year, Oklahoma City.
Gotcha. Yeah, like I said, I think those are the two teams, and forgive me since I didn't have that written down. I'm kind of on the road here, but we were in agreement as far as that. And it is amazing that a team like the Clippers can make such an extension just adding one player. And you think with the strike, you think that's something that they can still kind of make an impact as far as chemistry? I mean, how do you think that's going to play out with everything, with the shortened season?
Well, I think it's still going to work out fine. I mean, yeah, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to play basketball. I know you got to get some kind of chemistry going, and it's going to take a few weeks, but I don't think you need a whole month or 2 months of training camp to get that kind of chemistry intact. And, no, I don't think it's going to be a rocket scientist or inside joke that we have, a scientific rocket. It's not going to take all of that.
So I still
think the, you know, it might be a little bit of a stretch, but you know, I got a gut feeling this Clipper team can make it as far as the Western Conference Finals.
Gotcha.
And I know we got the Eastern Conference Finals. Where are you kind of leaning with the East?
Same thing. We were very on the same page. I think it's going to be the Heat. I think it's going to be Chicago. And I think the addition of Chicago made a very interesting move getting Rip Hamilton. And that may be one of those moves that was kind of under the radar. But I think having another scoring option besides Derrick Rose, somebody that could hit that little mid-range jumper, I think that was a key ingredient. Now, I don't know if you know if they were able to re-sign Kyle Korver. Hopefully, they still kept him as far as their three-point specialist. But, you know, they definitely added some more depth. And Rose has got another year as well. I do think, however, Miami's going to beat them for the finals. So I think it's going to be a Heat-Oklahoma City championship. But that's who I have as far as going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, it's kind of surprising that we're both on the same page in both conferences here, but I'm going to go in the same direction. I'm going to say Miami Heat and Chicago Bulls are going up against each other again in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm going to name a couple of sleeper teams in both conferences. And in the West, I'm going to say watch out for the Memphis Grizzlies. This is a team that took Oklahoma City to 7 games in the Western semifinals. And they did that without Rudy Gay last year, if you recall. So I'm going to say they're a sleeper team, even though my Hornets just beat them twice in the preseason. I'm still going to say they're a sleeper team, and that could make some noise. And in the East, I'm going to say a sleeper team is watch out for the Knicks and the Nets. The only reason I'm saying the Nets is there is still a chance that they can get Dwight Howard. And if Deron Williams and Dwight Howard get together, I think immediately that's a contender in the East. So I would say watch out for those teams. But right now I'm going to say the Heat and the Bulls, and I'm going to go with the Heat winning the East again. I'm going to say the NBA Finals is going to be the Miami Heat against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Were you on the same page with who's winning the East, sir?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed that you didn't put the Hawks down as a sleeper team. No, I'm just joking.
I didn't even name my own team as a sleeper team.
I know. We tell the truth when talking sports with the as well. We had some Homer moments in there, but we try to keep it
sometimes
like it is.
The truth hurts.
Yeah, so it does hurt a lot. But, yeah, I mean, definitely I agree with you. The Nets are making some moves, especially if they get Dwight Howard. I definitely think same thing as far as the Grizzlies. Very, very underrated. Great team. And like you said, I mean, they did, you know, Zach Randolph was playing out of his mind. Marc Gasol was doing his thing. Mike Conley grew up. And they were missing that dynamic scoring Gay. So, I mean, who knows what would have happened if they would have had him. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they make some adjustments this year and what's going on with that team. But, yeah, definitely in total agreement with the Eastern Conference.
Yes, how you looking as far as who's winning it all? I'm going to say this is the year Miami Heat put it together and win it all.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm a big, big, big Kevin Durant fan. So, you know, as much as I'd like Oklahoma City to pull it out, I think that he will probably do that. I'm going to be pulling hard. I think it's going to go 7 games. And I think LeBron's probably going to get his title. Does he go from hero to villain? That's the next question, or villain to hero. We'll see. But I'm thinking about that, and it's going to take a year or so. See how that plays out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have about 20 minutes left in the show. We want to get on to some college football here. And guests, if you're out there listening, you want to call in to get into some of this bowl talk, NBA talk, NFL talk, join in. The number is 424-243-9519. We've got some bowl games we want to tap into. Some pretty good matchups out there. We just want to preview the bowl games from tonight all the way to next Wednesday until our next show. The first one I want to get into is the Las Vegas Bowl. As a matter of fact, there's a bowl going on right now. out in San Diego. We got a tight ball game, TCU 24, Louisiana Tech 24. Louisiana Tech hanging in there with TCU, trying to pull off the upset. I know last week you and I both picked TCU to win that game. And Louisiana Tech is playing them tight, 24-24. But another bowl game tomorrow night we have here, Las Vegas Bowl, Boise State at Arizona State. Who are you leaning with?
I like Boise State. I like the quarterback play of Kellen Moore, obviously. I think he's going to do some things, and this is going to be his final game. And I think he's going to try to prove some things to the NFL scouts, and he definitely belongs in the consideration to be a top pick. I'm not going to say out of the first round or not, but I think he's going to try to make his mark, and he's going to do some damage. That's what
yes,
I predict.
I agree with you there. Kellen Moore is looking like a late round pick, somewhere between fifth to seventh round. I think he wants to try to improve his stock a little bit. But Arizona State has got a pretty good defense, too, so it could be a nice challenge for him. But I definitely think Boise State will pull that game out. I want to go to the Hawaii Bowl, Southern Miss versus Nevada. Should be interesting. I hear Nevada has only sold 10 tickets to this game. Is that an exaggeration or what?
Only
but,
10
Southern...
tickets? Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hawaii Bowl, Southern Miss versus Nevada. Who are you leaning with?
I hate to say that it's a home field advantage for Southern Miss, but their defense has been playing lights out, I want to say, the past couple of games, so I'm leaning towards Southern Miss.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. Southern Miss has been playing great defense. They're the only team that was able to contain Case Keenum in Houston this year.
Yep.
And I definitely see Southern Miss winning that matchup. And the Independence Bowl, Shreveport, Louisiana, Missouri versus North Carolina.
This is a tough game, Robert.
Very tough. I had to go back and forth on this one myself.
North Carolina has a lot of talent. I like the quarterback play, but it's tough. I may lean a little towards Missouri. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be like a 3-point game, and watch it be a blowout. But that's kind of where I'm leaning towards, only because Missouri is a very sound, fundamental team. North Carolina is kind of the same way. That's what I'm leaning towards. It could be a pickup straight up, if you will.
Yeah. I'm going to go Missouri just for the simple fact there. I think they may have a little bit more fans in this game. And Shreveport is a little closer to Missouri than it is North Carolina. It was a game that I wrestled with. I think it could be a very evenly matched game. And but I'm going to lean toward Missouri. And we got the Little Caesars Bowl in Detroit, Purdue versus Western Michigan.
Now, I apologize, guys. I'm not as up on the Western Michigan as I probably should be. So I'm going to lean towards Purdue only because I don't know a lot about Western Michigan. So, and also I'm from Indiana, so I got to go with that. That's the only reason.
Yes, I'm going to go with Purdue, too. even though the game's in Detroit, I'm going to go with Purdue. Purdue's got a pretty solid passing game. And I'm just thinking Western Michigan is just not going to be able to cover them on the field. So I'm going to lean toward Purdue in that matchup as well. So it looks like, for the most part, we're on the same page so far. Got a couple of more bowls here. The Belk Bowl in Charlotte, North Carolina State versus Louisville.
Wow, Charlie Strong is getting an opportunity to go and get. You know what? I'm not sold on North Carolina State either, though. We may have our first split. I'm leaning towards. I like the Louisville's running game. Even though North Carolina State is kind of been schizophrenic, that's the reason why I'm going to kind of lean towards Louisville in this game.
Yeah, even though the game is in North Carolina, I just think Louisville's a better team. Charlie Strong's a better coach. And I like Louisville in this matchup, too. And let's see here. We have the Military Bowl in Washington, D.C., Toledo versus Air Force.
Toledo and Air Force. Air Force, if you're familiar with option football, they run the same kind of attack as my Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, if you will. And I don't know if Toledo's quite familiar or ready to kind of deal with that going full speed. I know Air Force throws a couple of wrinkles in that. I'm going to give it to my shrooms out there. So only because I'm a fan of the triple option. Uh-oh.
Yes, I'm going to go Air Force as well. I just think they're
it's
a hard team to defend, and I just think Air Force is going to pull this matchup out as well. We got the Holiday Bowl in San Diego, Texas versus California. I know you out there in San Francisco right there, you're probably right in the heart of Cal Bear country, so be careful who you're picking in this game.
Oh, gosh, I know you had to say that. All right, the heart says California. My California love, I got to show you some of that. They're really young, Cal is. So they got some talented quarterbacks and some talented young wide receivers. I'm going to go with my heart on this one and pick California, even though Texas may be a better team at this juncture, only because of the youth.
Yeah.
So there you go. What do you got, Robert?
Are you picking that just because you're in California right now? You don't want to get mobbed?
That's exactly
or,
right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. All my California folks, show me love.
All right. Well, I'm sitting in the comfort zones down in New Orleans, so I'm going to go with Texas in this game. So I'll have to get mobbed by the Cal Bears fans. And so, yeah, I'm going to go with this. I guess this is the first bowl that we picked a different team. And so, yeah, I'm going to go with the Longhorns to pull this matchup out. I think they have more talent. And I think Mac Brown will have that team ready to play.
Yeah. Good
and,
commentary, Rob. I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, you're trying to be in your comfort zone out there. Yeah,
there you go.
Callers, you're out there. You want to call in and get on some of this college football talk. The number is 424-243-9519. About to tap into a little bit of NFL. That's pretty much all the bowl games going through the next Wednesday. And I want to recap this past weekend a little bit and preview some of this weekend's coming up games in NFL. The Packers finally lost a game. Did Romeo Crennel, did he Belichick the Packers?
Yeah, he did. He did. And like I said, too, I think if you're the Packers, they just did, you know, they were getting lucky a lot of times, too, because the Chiefs had a really good game plan as far as, you know, running the ball, playing aggressive, playing physical against those guys. And, you know, obviously it was interesting because, you know, the Packers had a lot of injuries in that game, too. So if you're the Packers, you know, you got to make sure those guys are healed up. So at the end of the day, you know, being undefeated would have been nice, but, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, the goal is still winning the Super Bowl. So make sure those guys are healthy and all that good stuff.
And Indianapolis Colts look like they still probably got the first pick, but they did still manage to pull off their first win. So we won't have a winless team and we won't have an undefeated team year in the NFL.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, too, amazingly. That we were like, hey, what if there's a team that's undefeated and then there's a team that goes undefeated? And that was quickly dashed. But if you're the Colts, you don't want to win too much. Because if you win too much, you're going to lose out the Andrew Luck sweepstakes because, you know, if they win another game, there's a lot of two-win teams out there, too. So it's something to think about, obviously.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And New England pulling out a win against Denver. So did Belichick? Did he Belichick Tebow?
we know that he Belichick Tebow. Now, remember, we were both in agreement that we didn't think – there's a nice little truck coming by. We didn't think that that Denver had the firepower to outscore the Patriots, and we were kind of right. We were correct. Now, the first quarter, I mean, they put a little scare in them, I want to say, because they were running the ball and, you know, New England couldn't stop them, and then they made some adjustments in the second half, as great coaches do. And you kind of had the feeling that the train was going to be stopped at some point, too. So good game, Tebow, you know. We're going to have to talk about this subject, too. I never went sick of it, and there's a point whenever like, all right. But, yeah, we'll talk about his winning and just being that there's winning matter as opposed to having a style about it. So there you go.
Now, as we stand right now, New England with the number one seed in the AFC and Green Bay, the number one seed in the NFC, where are you kind of leaning toward Super Bowl? As, I know we both made some Super Bowl predictions in the preseason. Are we sticking with our same predictions, or are we kind of tweaking those a little bit?
I think hopefully we pick the Packers and the Patriots. Did we pick that? I don't know what we picked.
I don't think either one of us picked the Packers. I think
we
both were picking
the
our own teams.
Yeah.
I picked
Aaron
the Saints
Rogers.
And the Patriots in the preseason.
Wow. Okay, and I think I picked the Falcons. Falcons and somebody else. Maybe it was the Steelers and Patriots, too. Yeah. Yeah, the way the Patriots are playing right now, I'm not still sure about them. I think they have the firepower to score, but that defense definitely has to give you some worry. But, you know, like I said, I don't think anyone – they're still up there. Baltimore's got their challenges. Pittsburgh and Ben Roethlisberger is looking like he's getting hurt, so they're not in a lock either. You got to give it to the Patriots just right now. And obviously the NFC, if the Packers keep playing like this, they're going to be one hard team to stop. I know the hiccup with the Chiefs were there, but they're still right now the cream of the crop in the NFC, if you will. Now, the thing, you know, I got to give you guys some love, too. You guys can score, too. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, and the 49ers getting a big win. I mean, they're right in the thick of things in the NFC as well.
Yeah.
They're playing outstanding defense. Don't know if, you know, if Alex Smith can guide them to a playoff victory or not, but they are playing some great defense. And got a big win against the Steelers. I was a little dumbfounded by the Steelers keeping Roethlisberger in the game. I mean, he just clearly didn't look like himself to me. And I don't know what your thoughts on that, but I would have took my chances with Charlie Batch and try to get Roethlisberger healthy. I mean, you got to think about it. Roethlisberger was suspended last season, the first four games of the season, and Pittsburgh went 3-1 in those games. And,
wow.
Without Roethlisberger. And as a matter of fact, I think they opened the game of the season. They even beat your Falcons. And,
yeah, they did.
I mean,
they were playing Dennis Dixon, too, at the time, too, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I was, you know, he just clearly didn't look like himself. It looked like he was hurting the team more than helping them. And I thought they should have pulled him out of the game really early in that game and went with Batch and try to win the game with him. That was just my personal opinion. I don't know what your thoughts on that.
Yeah, just real quick, just kind of following up on that, I agree. It's one of those situations, too, where – and I don't want to – I'm in California. I don't want to talk too bad about 49ers. You were wondering if the Steelers kind of underestimated the 49ers, thinking they can kind of get by with having a great defense and just kind of making some things happen. But, you know, Ben Roethlisberger definitely was not playing good football, if you will. And like you said, they've suffered the past couple of weeks, too. They haven't had very much explosive plays or anything like that, too. So, you know, like you said, Charlie Batch, Dennis Dixon, you got to have enough trust in your backup quarterbacks to make a move because you're actually hurting the team more than helping the team.
Exactly. Now we got a big game we want to get into this coming up weekend. Of course, we got another round of the Falcons versus the Saints. And this is, of course, a rivalry that Andre and myself follows quite a bit. And the last four matchups have all been decided by 3 points. Should be another dog fight down here in the Big Easy. The atmosphere should be crazy. And I don't know if we want to predict this game, but, you know, there's a lot on the line for this game again, and it's definitely a rivalry that's getting hotter and hotter.
Wow. What a way to end the season. I think it's going to be a great game for the fans, too. The Saints came in and were able to steal one from the Falcons, obviously on that famous 4th-and-1 call. And I think it's out of respect for the Saints that we don't want to get the ball back to you guys and a lot of emotions about that decision. Brent Grimes, for those that want to know, he will play. Hopefully he'll be ready to play against his favorite quarterback, Drew Brees. And we want to kind of make a statement, man. We want to go in there and play good and try to definitely make a challenging two challenge for the NFC South division title. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yes, it's definitely a big game, and those of you listening from the other parts of the country, I don't know if you're aware, you know, this is definitely the oldest rivalry in the NFL in the South, and I think with both teams being very good teams now, I mean, there was a one time where both of these teams were bad teams, But now with it being both good, I think the rivalry is just keeps getting heated and heated. And so it should be electric on Monday night. I think it's the game of the weekend in the NFL this weekend. There's some other pretty good games. You got the Battle of New York with the Giants and Jets. The Jets, of course, 8-6, and the Jets 7-7. There's some playoff implications in that. You got the Eagles and Cowboys. I mean, there's still playoff implications in that matchup. Seahawks, 49ers, still some playoff implications in that. San Diego and Detroit, another game that you can look at that still has some playoff implications in quite a few of these ball games. So I don't know if you any of those you want to give some feedback on.
Yeah, Cowboys, Eagles, I think it's a big game for the Cowboys. Eagles are still trying to be, you know, they're the dream team, has definitely been a disappointment. I think they're going to play playoff spoilers and try to do something with the Cowboys. Cowboys are coming off of that high versus a very uninspired Bucks team. But I think that this is going to be a real test for them. But, you know,
you know what's amazing about this? The Eagles are 6-8, and they still have a chance to win their division. Yeah, I mean, it's
wow,
it's unbelievable.
Wow.
And what's crazy is that if the Cowboys lose both of their remaining two games and the Eagles win both of their remaining two games and the Giants lose to the Jets but beats Dallas, there'll be a three-way tie. All of them will be 8-8. But the
wow,
Eagles will be division champs if that was to happen, just because of a better division record. I mean,
wow.
I mean it's slim that that would happen, but there's still that chance that it can happen. And it's very interesting. I'm not sure who the Cowboys close out their season against, but they close out against the Giants at New York. So yeah, these are not gimme games. So the Eagles are definitely very much still in this thing. They can win these remaining two games, and Dallas lose, and the Giants lose to the Jets and beats the Cowboys. These are all things that really could happen, and you wind up getting the Eagles in the playoffs at 8-8 and be division champs. Would be
not
unbelievable.
Like the Seahawks. Songs not like
yeah,
the Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks 7-9 last year.
Yep.
So there's a lot of playoff positioning going on right now, and you know, we talked about the Saints and Falcons game a little bit. I know if the Falcons pull this game out, they will be clinch a playoff spot, and the Saints are trying to win this game to clinch the division, as well as the Saints have some hopes to see if we can move up to the number two seed. So it's the kind of game where kind of hoping that Seattle beat San Fran, and of course down in these parts, definitely hoping the Saints beat the Falcons. But we know it won't be easy. Like I said, the last four matchups have all been decided by 3 points. It's unheard of. I don't know if you can say the same thing about any other rivalry in the NFL right now. The last four games have been all decided by 3 points. We got about a minute and 30 seconds to go here to close out the show. I don't know if you want to have any closing remarks or anything you want to cover.
Nope, I'll let you go ahead and close it. Let's talk about next week, and then I know it's a hard stop at 6 seconds in. So, once again, thank you for everyone for listening in. Tell your friends. Don't forget the call-in number is 424-243-9519. Rob, we'll go ahead and send us home as we wrap up this edition of the Talk to Sports with 12 Men.
My final thought as we close out the show is the Ohio State situation being suspended from bowl play next year for 1 year or something. We got 60 seconds left here. My final thoughts is there's some debates on whether or not they got off easier than USC, and I would say their punishment is just right. I don't think their situation was as bad as USC, so I didn't think they deserved to be 2 years banned like the USC. 1 year is just right, and so I'm going to kind of close out on that. I know Urban Meyer was a little bit shocked. He didn't think they would have a bowl ban at all, so I know he was a little upset with that. And but that's kind of like my final thought. Getting into next week, of course, we'll recap some of the bowl games, preview, do the same thing with the NFL. We'll talk a little NBA as the season kicks off this Sunday. We got some exciting times in sports right now with the NBA tipping off finally, and college football and NFL. Stay tuned, folks. Join us next week, same time. Good night, people.
Same time, same channel. Thanks, people. Are we off?
All right. It says we got a recording left of 15 minutes. What is this?
It should say, what does it say, 10 seconds?
Yeah, now it's saying recording left 14 minutes. Is this like an extension?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, once the show is in, the show stops.
Okay, got
it. Wow, that was a good show, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We made it do what it do. We got we were in a rush this time. We got everything in.
Yeah. Yeah, we did mm-hmm. good. Did you hear, like, a lot of feedback with the background and anything like that?
No. I didn't hear much at all. The only thing about I was playing the music and I was bringing the fader up and I couldn't hear it. So by the time it came up, it was like super loud.
Just put it in the middle. You'll learn that as you get to. Like I said, so you kind of want to put it in the middle, if you will, and you got it. So no worries.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, like I said, I gotta run. I gotta join my crew. They're probably thinking I've been gone for like 30 minutes talking sports talk. But man.
No problem,
Chief. Thank you for putting up with me, man. But like I said, good show, man. Excellent job hosting. Now I feel confident you can host any time, man. So we'll have to keep that coming, man.
No problem, Doc. We'll make it happen. Man, y'all enjoy your trip, man. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, we'll touch base with you soon, definitely, okay?
Okay, Doc. All right. Later.
All right. Bye.